talking about you makes me smile. But every once in a while, I want to talk about me, want to talk about I, want to talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see.
All right, well, this next segment is for all the narcissists out there. 5:53 is our time here in Houston's Morning News. Our next guest is writer, American thinker, writer, Alan Pfeiffer. Alan, by the way, has a website, 1+1=2.com. He also wrote a great story about the parsing of an ungrateful generation. And I guess it must come, Alan, from narcissism, right? Is this current generation, our youngest generation, the most narcissist in history, do you think?
Good morning, and thank you for having me on. Of course they're the most narcissistic, but where does it come from? What's the nexus that causes this? When people no longer feared being hungry, when they they have no fear of having a roof overhead, they can spit on traditions in a way that makes them into narcissists, because they believe they're more important than they are because people love them without work.
Well, they've been told their entire lives how important they are, haven't they, by their parents?
It's by their parents, but now more and more, the government interferes with our duty and obligation by trying to be something that it never could be, daddy. There's been such a flood of money into the economy through social programs and more recently through COVID spending that it's changed the dynamic of how our young see themselves in society.
They see themselves as being me. Let's talk about me. But, you know, we were doing earlier this week things about juvenile crime and how much it has risen. And they can be recruited through YouTube and some of these things so they can go commit crimes because juvenile system doesn't do much to them under the law. And then they can go out and buy the things that they want and they think that they're entitled to if their parents can't afford it.
Entitlement. That's the point. Whenever you when you take away the ethic to work, which seems to be such a problem, go to work for Google or Amazon or any of these places in an office environment, you get massages, you get free food or reduced price food, you get your laundry done, some of these perks, what are you telling the person how valuable they are and how important they are, and why not believe it if people tell you this?
Well, it's one thing, I guess, to feel like you're important or being made to feel important, but there's a level of ungratefulness I think we've never seen before, and that's what entitlement really is, right? That you are, this is owed to you, whether you deserved it or worked for it or not, it is owed to you.
Absolutely. I've been in business for over 40 years, and I used to hand out paychecks on Fridays, and everybody thanked me. Now you're lucky somebody doesn't take a hammer to you because why are you not giving me more than I should get than you gave me? There's just, without the fear of being hungry, there's unrealistic expectations in life. And that's where we're at, and the government is encouraging that.
Well, I guess the good news, or bad news, depending on your point of view, is that gravy train is likely to run out one of these days, and they'll have to rethink all of this. Alan, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it. Again, you can check him out at 1+1=2.com. Alan Pfeiffer, he's a writer and American thinker.